You're listening to a Discovery Vitality podcast. Our expert guests help you manage your fitness, health, and mental well-being.
Hi, I'm Terry Harris, the dietitian in the Vitality team. I'd like to take you through mindful eating today. Now let's start with understanding what is mindfulness. And being mindful means focusing on what you're thinking and feeling at that present moment. Mindful eating is about bringing your full attention to each plate and bite of food. Now research has shown that this can even help with weight loss. But it is a complex journey. So let's take it by 10 steps. And the journey begins first with your shopping list. When writing your list, ask yourself, before you write down that food item, is it going to help or harm my health? And when you're in the shops, consider healthy alternatives. If you need to buy bread, for example, replace white bread with whole wheat bread. And if you can easily prepare some of the foods you usually buy yourself, like tin soup, then rather buy all the raw ingredients and make your own pot of delicious soup at home. And be mindful of impulse choices when shopping. If it isn't on your list, ask yourself if you really need it. And don't set yourself up for temptation. If it's difficult for you to say no, then don't even walk down that crisp and sweet aisle. Now, step two is when you find yourself reaching for some food, stop and pause and ask yourself, are you really hungry? Is it physical hunger? Or are you wanting to eat because you're stressed, bored, anxious, or even tired? If you're not really hungry, rather do something else, such as going for some exercise or focus on your breathing. Step three is try to prepare more meals from scratch because people find this therapeutic. It's a great way to express creativity. And not only does it allow you a chance to teach your family an important skill, it also gives you time together to build relationships. Step four is turn off all distractions, whether it's a screen or reading a book. If you're busy doing something else while you're eating, you won't even realize that you're full. So if you can pay attention to the food, it will help you prevent overeating. And also sit at a table, even for snacks. Step five is come to the table when you're hungry but not starving. Because if you often skip meals, it may cause you to be so hungry that it's difficult to control portion sizes. And step six is take a moment to appreciate your meal or snack before you eat it. Consider everything and everyone that it took to bring that meal to your table. And be grateful for the opportunity to feed your body and nourish your mind. Step seven is be mindful of portion sizes, and this also includes your snacks. Rather start with a smaller portion and see how it goes. If you are hungry afterwards, just wait a few minutes before deciding if you should go back for that second portion. Step eight is savor every bite. While you're eating, focus on all your senses, the color, the texture, the smell, and the taste. And also talk to your children about this because it's a great way to start teaching them about mindful eating principles. Step nine is allow enough time for you to firstly eat slowly and to take more bites and chew every bite thoroughly. A great practical tip is just to put your knife and fork down in between taking bites. And step 10 is to create and share meals together because it's a wonderful way to spend time together as a family and to establish mindful eating habits together. Now let's recap the steps to mindful eating. It starts with your shopping list. And before you open your mouth to eat something, ask yourself, are you physically hungry or are you actually just stressed or tired or anxious? Cook more often and come to the table hungry but not starving. And turn off screens before eating and eat at a table, even for snacking. Appreciate your meal before you begin eating. Be aware of portion sizes and eat slowly and cook meals together. Please let us know if you have any questions, and we assure you that all the information we provide you can be trusted and is practical. Please stay home, eat well, stay rewarded.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery Vitality. Stay healthy, stay rewarded. Visit the Discovery Vitality website for more.